The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our program Blessed Names of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أسماء النبي And as you know by now, In every episode, inshallah, we'll be discussing a beautiful name of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explaining it as well. And in this episode, inshallah, we will be covering the names Ahmad, secondly, Uhyad or Uhyid. Now, there are variations in the pronunciation. Some scholars have mentioned it with a fatha on the ya, Uhyad, and some have mentioned it with a kasra on the ya, Uhyid. So these two beautiful names, Ahmad, and secondly, Uhyad or Uhyid. But before that, we discussed in previous episodes that the ulama of Islam have mentioned the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the total number of names. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi gave a figure of 1400. And each alim, each of the scholars of the past, they gave that number in accordance to their own expertise in that field. So the more names that they came across in Quran and Hadith and the aqwal of the ulama and in the previous scriptures. But Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah also said that this is not hasr, this is not a restriction, meaning it does not mean 1400 and not a single more. The total number of names, Allah and His Rasul know best. So just as we can't fully understand or comprehend the total number of names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it goes without saying that we cannot also do justice to explaining those names as well. Each name contains an ocean of knowledge. As human beings, we do not possess the ability to extract every single pearl of wisdom regarding the beautiful names. So, in light of what the ulama have written, inshallah, we're presenting explanations of the beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the last episode, we mentioned a beautiful name, the most famous name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad. And we said, this is that name through which Rasulullah alaihi wasallam is called on the earth. He is referred to as Muhammad, even in the heavens, in all places. And on the day of judgment, this word, this name, Muhammad, will be echoing. Alhamdulillah, when people will be seeking help from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've also mentioned that Muhammad was a name that prior to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, only a handful of people kept. Meaning majority were oblivious of this name. They did not know this name or they did not keep this name. And the few that did, they did so because they were people of the book and they had heard that a final prophet would arrive whose name would be Muhammad. And with this hope that perhaps if we name our child Muhammad, then he may be the one to gain those blessings. But there was wisdom behind this also. And no individual who was named Muhammad ever claimed prophethood prior to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those handful of people who were named Muhammad, not a single one of them claimed Nubuwa. And this was so that people do not doubt in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he blesses the world with his noble presence, when he arrives and he is named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now as for the name Ahmad, subhanAllah, you could say from the distinctions of this name is that not a single person was ever called Ahmad prior to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Muhammad, there were a few people and we mentioned why that was. They wanted to gain blessings and they thought that perhaps their child might be the final prophet. But with Ahmad, not a single person was named this prior to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is a hadith in this regard in the Musnad of Ahmad. And the sanad is Hasan. Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "U'titu ma lam yu'ta ahadun min al-anbiya'i qablu." I have been granted that which none of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam before me was granted. And the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ali narrates that we said, Ma huwa, what is that? Meaning they wanted the Prophet alayhi wasalam to explain what are those blessings that the Prophet alayhi wasalam was granted and no Nabi alayhi wasalam before him was granted. And he said, Nusirtu bi ra'ab, that I have been helped with awe, with ra'ab. And what this means is from a distance of a month, in a distance of an entire month, my fear is placed into the hearts of the disbelievers. And they fear me. And this is that ra'ab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me. This was one thing. Another thing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأُعْطِيتُ مَفَاتِيحَ الْأَرْضِ, and I have been bestowed with the keys to the earth. Subhanallah. وَسُمِّيتُ أَحْمَدُ, and I have been named Ahmad. So the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is mentioning those things which none of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam before him were granted. And one of those things that he mentioned, that I was named Ahmad. No Nabi alayhi wa sallam before him was named Ahmad. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَتْتُرَابُ تُهُورًا, and the whole earth was made a place of purification for me. And the soil, you could say the ground, the earth was made a means of purification for me. This refers to how the ummah can perform tayammum. وَجُعِلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَيْرَ الْأُمَمِ, subhanAllah. And my ummah, glad tidings to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so fortunate. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, وَجُعِلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَيْرَ الْأُمَّةِ, my ummah was made the greatest ummah, subhanAllah. Now in this narration, in clear words, the Prophet ﷺ said that no Nabi ﷺ before me was named Ahmad. Now in the Qur'an itself, if you look at the noble Qur'an, this blessed name has been mentioned. And who mentioned it? Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, the son of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu anha. So hence in Surah Saf, ayah number 6, the statement of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam is mentioned. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, this was his statement. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, and when Isa bin Maryam said, O Bani Israel, indeed I am a messenger towards you, testifying that which is before you from the Torah. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ, and I am one who gives glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me, and his name will be Ahmad. Now here, first of all, the ulama say what it means by testifying what is before you from the Torah. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam is saying that I believe in the Torah Sharif that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because he came with a new revealed scripture, the Injil, then he was also informing that some ahkam from the Torah are mansukh, abrogated. They will not be followed anymore. But that scripture itself that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam is confirming his belief in it and that it is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he mentions that he is also giving glad tidings of a messenger that will come after him whose name is Ahmad. Now Imam Abu Nu'aym rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Dala'ilun Nubuwa, he narrates a hadith on the authority of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when Musa alayhi salam was granted the Torah Sharif, when the Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the Torah as it's known in English, he alayhi salam began to recite it. And he read of an ummah, he read about an ummah, he read the fada'il, the virtues of that ummah, and he desired that that ummah be his. So he said in the court of Allah, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan humul akhirun as-sabiqun faj'alha ummati. That Ya Rabb, O my Lord, I have read about an ummah in the Torah that they will come at the end, but they will be the first to enter paradise. Faj'alha ummati. Make them my ummah. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Tilka ummatu Ahmad. That is the nation of Ahmad, meaning our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in this narration too, the name Ahmad has been mentioned, and it refers to Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now dear viewers, moving on to the meaning of the name, we discussed that Muhammad means alladhi yuhmadu hamdan ba'da hamdin. In the previous episode, we discussed that Muhammad refers to that individual who is praised time and time again. Now, as for Ahmad, similarly, subhanallah, Ahmad comes from the word Hamd. And the meaning has been explained in two ways by the ulama. Qadi Iyad Maliki rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that Ahmad is a word that denotes upon mubalagha, intensity of meaning. And here, Ahmad refers to someone who is praised greatly. Just like in Muhammad, that meaning of intense praise, that meaning of great praise is mentioned as well. So Ahmad similarly has a meaning of somebody who is praised intensely, greatly. And then Qadi Iyad Maliki rahmatullahi alayhi goes on to explain the two meanings. He says, فَهُوَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجَلُّ مَنْ حَمِدَ وَأَفْضَلُ مَنْ حُمِدَ. That Ahmad means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that blessed personality who, when it comes to praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to extolling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is none who can do so like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one who can do it like that. He is the most honorable of those who praises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And the second meaning, wa afdalu man humida. And as for all of those people who are praised, all those people who are praised by creation or by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is none who is superior than Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is his name, Ahmad. No one in creation is praised like the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were the two beautiful meanings, subhanallah. So all the kamalat, all the fadail, all the virtues, all the excellences that can be found in an individual, they are found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a greater extent. None can match him. He is matchless. He is unparalleled. And subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he refers to this in one of his couplets. He says, Sare accho mein accha samajhiye jise hai us acche se accha hamara nabi. That whoever you think of, any great personality, any individual with a lofty rank, with a high rank, anyone you can think of, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than him as well. All those people that you can think of who are great, our beloved alayhi wa sallam is greater than them too. Meaning there's none that can come close to him, subhanallah. So Qadi Iyad Maliki rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions this in his book, Shifa Sharif. And then he further goes on to give another reasoning for the name Ahmad as well. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Ahmad because وَمَعَهُ لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have the flag of praise. And as we know from the hadith collection, on the day of judgment, the Prophet alaihi wasallam, this flag of praise will be with him. Beneath that flag of praise will be the Anbiya alayhim salam, and inshallah, all of us believers, and many, many other believers from the previous nations as well, inshallah, the liwa'ul hamd will be in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he will be the most praised on the day of judgment as well, as we've heard in previous episodes. This is why his name is Ahmad. Furthermore, the ulama of Islam have mentioned other beautiful things regarding the name Ahmad. For example, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says in his book Ar-Riyadul Aniqa, أَنَّهُ لَمْ يُسَمَّ أَحَدٌ بِأَحْمَدٍ قَبْلَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُنْذُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُسَمَّ بِهِ أَحَدٌ فِي حَيَاتِهِ. That no individual was named Ahmad prior to our beloved Prophet alayhi salam, ever since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world. And during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody was also named Ahmad. وَلَا تُسَمَّ بِهِ أَحَدٌ فِي حَيَاتِ. That nobody was given the name Ahmad during his lifetime. This was his imtiaz, his distinction, his greatness amongst the people, that only he had the name Ahmad. So the question arises, who was the first person to get the name Ahmad after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is an interesting question. And the ulama, the research scholars, they investigated, and a lot of them agreed upon this, that the first person to gain the name Ahmad after our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a Nahwi, a grammarian, a massive scholar of linguistics named Khalil bin Ahmad. So Khalil was the son, and his father Ahmad was the first person to gain the name Ahmad after our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was the second person. The first person was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the second person was Ahmad, the father of Khalil. And as we mentioned, Khalil bin Ahmad is a great scholar of language. Such a great scholar that he wrote a book which consisted of 800 volumes on lugha, on linguistics, subhanAllah, 800 volumes. Now, in our lifetimes, we may not be able to read 800 volumes on various sciences. You know, we put all the sciences together, but here is an individual who wrote 800 volumes just on lugha, on linguistics, subhanAllah. And the name of that book is Kitabul Ain. So Ahmad, alhamdulillah, exclusive name of the Prophet alayhi salam. Nobody was named that before him. No Nabi alayhi salam was given that name during his lifetime. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody was named Ahmad. And it was only sometime later when Khalil bin Ahmad, the father of Khalil, he was the first to gain the name Ahmad after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now moving on, the second name that I want to discuss in this episode, and I mentioned at the beginning that there are two variations, two pronunciations of the name, Uhyad or Uhyid. Now this name might be new for many people, certainly was for me when I was studying and researching this. And as I mentioned in the beginning, that some scholars have read it with a fatha on the ya, Uhyad, and some have read it with a kasra on the ya, Uhyid. Now this name is the name of the Prophet ﷺ in the Torah Sharif, in the Torah. Now what is the meaning of Uhyid? It means the one who distances something or someone from something else. Now keep this name in mind and we will discuss how it relates to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who distances someone or something from another thing. Now let me mention a narration to you. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ismi fil Qur'an Muhammad. My name in the Qur'an is Muhammad. Wa fil Injili Ahmad. And in the Injil, the book that was revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, it was Ahmad. And we've also covered a verse of the Quran, Surah Saf, where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam gives glad tidings of a Rasul that will come after him and his name will be Ahmad. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِي التَّوْرَاتِ أُحْيِدْ or أُحْيَدْ. And my name in the Torah is أُحْيِدْ. Subhanallah. Now, why is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to as أُحْيِدْ? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi alayhi in his book Tariq Dimashq has mentioned a hadith. The Prophet alayhi salam said, wa inni summitu uhyid li annahu uhidu ummati an nari jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That I have been named uhyid because I distance my ummah from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. This is what the Prophet alayhi salam did throughout his life. He was teaching people the path to Jannah. And alhamdulillah, billions have benefited since. And even on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ will not rest until every ummati is in paradise. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us entry into paradise in the footsteps of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One point to note here is that some scholars, they differ in their view. They say that in the Torah, the name is not Uhyid or Uhyad. It's actually Uhad. And Uhad was also a distortion. It was actually Ahad, but people would pronounce the word Ahad in a thick tone of voice and they changed it to Uhad. So some scholars had this understanding that the name wasn't Uhyid or Uhyad, it was Uhad. Now, what is the meaning of Uhad then? If this is the name to be taken in the Torah, then the ulama have explained this. They say that, and Hafiz ibn Dihya rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his book Ar-Riyadul Aniqa that there are many reasons why Uhad is the correct interpretation. Uhad is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Torah. Number one, innahu wahidun bima'na annahu akhirul anbiya'i wa khatimuhum. That we can take the name to be Uhad. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is one. He is alone. In what sense? In that he is the final prophet and the seal from them. Meaning he is the only one who is Khatimul Anbiya. He is the only one who is Akhirul Anbiya. He is the only one who is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seal of all prophets. No Nabi alayhi salam shares that distinction with him. No other Nabi was Akhirul Anbiya or Khatimuhum. Therefore we can refer to the Prophet alayhi salam as Uhad. Another reason, أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ فِي السِّيَادَةِ عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاهُ. That he is alone in being the leader upon all others. He is the leader of all of creation. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one as well, Al-Ahad. But he is one in terms of Khaliq. He is not from the makhluq. We're talking about the makhluq here, the creation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wahid in terms of being the leader of all of creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the leader of everyone, even Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the master of one and all. He is the king of all kings. But we are taking it from the aspect of creation now. Rasulullah is from creation and he is a master of creation as well. And this is something that Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma said beautifully in his poetry as well. لیکن رزان ختم سخن اس پہ کر دیا کہ خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے. That I have concluded with this, O Raza, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the chosen slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is the master of creation. The master of creation and he is also from creation himself. He is the leader of creation, subhanallah. And Imam Suyuti further elaborates and he says, Ahad, or Uhad, this is that name which Allah has given to his beloved Prophet alayhi salam as well. We covered in the previous episode, Imam Nabhani rahmatullahi alayhi said 81 names have been granted to the Prophet alayhi salam, which are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And Imam Suyuti says this is one of those names. He says, قُلْتُ فَيَكُونُ هَذَا الْإِسْمُ مَا سَمَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهِ مِنْ أَسْمَائِهِ. Allah has granted the Prophet alayhi salam this name from his own names. And then he explains how Wahid has a different meaning for Allah. And we've discussed this. وَمَعْنَى الْوَاحِدِ فِي حَقِّ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَنْقَسِمُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ فِي ذَاتِهِ وَلَا صِفَاتِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahid in terms of not being divisible. He can't be divided. And secondly, there is no shariq, there is no associate or partner in his dhat and his sifat. So when we take the meaning of ahad for Allah, it's different. And when we take the meaning of ahad for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's different. And we have explained that as well. So these are subtle points that we must always keep in mind. And we should try and educate others as well. Because people, today's day and age, there's ignorance prevailing everywhere. And knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And we must associate ourselves with the ulama of Islam, the Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the scholars of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will always stay on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of the name Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to name our children Ahmad as well. InshaAllah, until the next episode, may Allah preserve all of you. In the next episode, we will be hearing another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we'll be explaining it also. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said and protect and preserve our iman. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet.